Jason Breedle is our next poet. Jason is the author of 4 books and 3 chapbooks, including Carnival, selected as an editor's choice for the 2012 Akron Series in Poetry, The Book of Evil, winner of the 2009 Dream Horse Press Chapbook Prize, Standing in Line for the Beast, winner of the 2006 New Issues Poetry Prize, and A 12-Step Guide, winner of the 2004 New Michigan Press Chapbook Contest. The recipient of an Individual Artist Fellowship from the Illinois Arts Council, Jason's poems have been anthologized in 180 More, Extraordinary Poems for Every Day from Random House, Poems About Horses from Knopf, and Seriously Funny from the University of Georgia Press. He's a very funny poet, right? Are my students in here for his poems, right? Where are you, students? Raise your hand. I taught your poems and a lot of you. Beating the Dead Horse. Are you going to read that one tonight?
No.
Oh, wow. You got it. If I go get you the journal, will you read it? You got to read it. They all wrote poems after that poem. In addition, Jason's music criticism has appeared in Resonance, and he's a contributor to Cold Front magazine. He earned degrees in English literature and Spanish from Indiana University, where he was named Ruth Hall's Outstanding Young Artist in Poetry, and an MFA from the University of Michigan, where he received a Hopwood Award. Jason works as a linguist and lives in Chicago. Welcome. Don't start yet.
I got it. That's good.
Hold on, Joe.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Read the ball now.
Read the ball, right? Really quickly. Okay, here it is. I'll find it for you. Good.
Okay.
No, I can.
Okay.
In case you don't have a memory.
Thanks, everyone, for taking the time to come out and listen, and thanks to Spoon River for inviting me to read. This is called What to Expect. They were everywhere. Starlings, collectible swords, dolphins, and exploding helicopters. What's the best way to get from Budapest to Bratislava? Use the possibilities of our call center. Remember, Kalashnikov thought himself a poet. I don't remember. I'm standing alone at the Opera Metro stop, and I've yet to be tased by an officer, though I've been told the previous tenant of this estate was killed here. Tragedy at the Poetry Factory. I need to write this poem is one of the stupidest things I've ever said. A murmuration passes overhead. Are these words? Do they make sense? What does it mean if you don't have a shadow? There are 11 things I need to tell you. Dr. Bronson. I'm making sure Jasper's out of the room. At dusk, 7 deer creep from the neighboring wood and have an orgy on my patio. Am I not always on call? Is science not a liar sometimes? Will the vegetable garden be spared? Questions like these swirl about the head until you mash your hand into a keypad to get some answers. But by then, it's too late. Deer are coming everywhere. The sky has turned dark. People would begin to fall asleep to the tranquil coo of a post-orgy deer party. You won't be able to stop thinking about the ones who need fixing, the ones with sharp objects impressively lodged in their bodies in ways you didn't think possible. You'll wear a stethoscope and a white coat. You'll rush to the scene of an accident between a deer and a station wagon. You'll slip everywhere on deer ejaculate. The people there will call you Dr. Bronson. Yellow. 2 days ago, Mom threatened to randomly kill one person every hour until I cleaned my room. I went for a walk. I was happy to be outside, but unhappy someone might die. Was this really happening? I drew a pretty good caricature of a pigeon and gave it to a magician who was feeding it. He handcuffed me and placed me inside a box. When he opened it, I was gone. What had once What was once a dream come true had become a total embarrassment. Do you want to live dangerously? Try wrapping yourself in newspaper and sleeping on a bed of grenades next to a can of gasoline. It's hard not to fall in love while wearing prescription pants. When I climb into a sphere of light, it explodes. This is why yellow is the greatest color. What is a god? It's like Los Angeles in the winter, except for the sandstorms, locusts, and malaise. There's one who asked that we slaughter a crow in its honor. If a skyscraper falls in a city and no one's around, does it make a sound? I felt it in Kings Bay, swimming with those kids. Then I reached a crossroads. Would I sleep alone in a car, or would I triumph with others in a limousine? Oh dear, here we are again in a pool of gelatin, wrestling one another in the name of camaraderie and sportsmanship. We are joyful. Your antlers tickle. Remember when that woman drove across the country in a diaper for that astronaut? I need a camera, gauze, and medical equipment in like 2 days. I'm making a documentary about opening a hospital. This is called Dairy of a Werewolf. It's hard to milk a werewolf. They have really sensitive nipples. I tried to once, sort of. He had me cornered, so I gave him a titty twister. I'm partially to blame because I coaxed him toward me in order to milk him in the first place. What can you do? We were at a water park. I thought the all-around good vibe of a water park would make a werewolf more laid back and easier to milk. I guess it doesn't matter where you are. A werewolf is going to lash out at you if you try to milk him. He's dealing with a lot of strange new feelings. It makes incredible milk, though. Rich, creamy, low-fat. It's the best. My gratitude to the werewolf milk farmer. Otherwise, it would be impossible to get. I wish they had chocolate werewolf milk, but there's no such thing as a chocolate werewolf. Do you want me to read the horse one? That would be the team. Beating a dead horse. I've never read this, and this isn't part of the poem, but I wrote it because I was getting so sick of my own poems. Not to beat a dead horse or anything, but can we beat a dead horse for a little bit right now? I know part of it is just to get outside, feel the wind in my hair and sun on my arms as I really give it to a dead horse a few times. I know beating a dead horse has its detractors, those who say it's unethical, but the horse is already dead. I didn't kill the horse. I just like to exercise my right to limber up and get loose on a dead horse every once in a while. Perhaps I deserve to be killed by a living horse. Perhaps I am indeed despicable. Oh man, but to get out there and find the perfect dead horse to limber up and really get loose on, that sounds pretty sweet. Stalker. It was then that we realized we were reading a novel in verse backwards. There were so many characters I couldn't understand what was happening though. I sort of drifted about vaguely under the harsh fluorescence, and when one of them spoke, pretended to understand with a bunch of nods and yas and oh neats. Cherishing each moment gives me so much anxiety, like I'm not cherishing it enough or at all. What I haven't learned is what to do when the storm enters your home and you know nothing about meteorology. I searched the internet for things falling from the sky but couldn't find anything. Every sentence here is trying to do everything at once. If you think you're lonely now, wait until you fall in love. Country Fox. In our first days together, how could I say before the rain, I'm a darkening city? Swallows like me. Audubon witnessed it. When God enters the garden, we let him take a few tomatoes if he wants. Elsewhere, the days remove layers and layers of doubt. Then in Koreatown, you lose your wallet, Remember how alone we were? The rhythm could not have been simpler. I am so tired of this, you said in front of the International House of Pancakes. I wasn't trying to kill myself. Grace is our own invention. And yes, I suppose I wanted to be the fox waiting for a bus early that morning. I was certainly keeping an eye out for discarded food or a squirrel. Mostly I wondered if I'd ever find my way to the country again. It would probably be better for me there. Carnival. You forget so much and it makes me sad. I like holding your hand on the Ferris wheel because it makes you happy. There's one little dude in the Gravitron. A girl with a bloody nose is escorted from the Himalaya. Do you like corn dogs? I'm committed to living and dying in the fast lane. I want to lose my wallet on the hellbender while the operator enjoys a fried chicken dinner with a side of baked beans and coleslaw. I want to win an enormous stuffed pig and save the lives of hundreds of goldfish. Everywhere there are lights and music and children with blue lips. Have you ever wondered what it's like to bury yourself in candy? I'm a little paranoid. If I only knew that in a few months we'll never speak again. Now's the time to celebrate. Wear white all week, wear red all weekend. After I die, I want my friends to take my corpse to all my favorite places. I want them to begin at the carnival. All right, I've got two more. Roman candle. I want to rescue my neighbor's dog from a field of Roman candles, and I want to be naked when I do it, and I want to leap from the van during my approach, and I want the dog and run with the dog in my arms and the blackest of skies over my head, and I want the dog to be a Labrador retriever, and I want it to feel like those nights in Berlin last fall, and I want it to feel like the stars are crushing my skull, and I want to feel like I can resist any type of pain. And I want to feel like I'm afraid of absolutely nothing. And I want to feel like I'm in touch with everything I see. And I want to feel loved the way I love everyone I meet. And I want to feel like I live exactly the way I want. And I want to feel prepared for the day I lose my tongue at the Spanish zoo and I'm covered with blood and have no one to turn to. And my friends have left me to die alone in this unfamiliar church. Twilight box. From one lemur to a city of many other lemurs, have a good evening, is how I suggested the local news anchor end his broadcast in a letter I wrote him last year. I don't remember why I was so into lemurs at the time, but like most of my letters to regional celebrities, it went unanswered. And then we were sad. We sat often on porches. I spilled mustard on my pants, and that upset me. To make myself feel better, I wrote a rap star living in the area, asking him if he thought our local news anchor should end his broadcast from one lemur to the city of many other lemurs. Have a good evening. It also went unanswered. Sometimes we played wiffle ball with neighborhood kids to cheer ourselves up. I didn't bother with the whole lemur news anchor question because I didn't think they'd be interested. I'd race them down the streets on their bikes. We'd lie in the backyard and watch the airplanes fly overhead. It seemed we'd all moved on. We bought a garden hose and three flower pots. Mom called sometimes and we'd talk. I decided I needed to fix the porch light. Then one night, as my favorite show was about to begin, I came across those pants with a mustard stain. Those were the days, weren't they? The way we'd sit, all sad. How upset the mustard stain made me. How I thought writing Kanye West could solve our problems. How the idea of hearing our local news anchors say, from one lemur to a city of many other lemurs, have a good evening, meant something to me. Thank you.